This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Nothing else has changed but the names, folks. Just the name. I'm still JR. Carlos Ortiz is holding it down for us in New York City. And it's great to be here with you on this Friday afternoon, this Friday evening. Regardless, or depending on where you live, let's just put it that way. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me all over the place. I am on the internet at JR Sport Brief. You can call up. It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. People locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom. Easy. Not that difficult. And we've had a busy show so far. Talked about Tiger Woods making the cut at the Masters for the 24th straight time. We had a conversation about Kentucky hiring Mark Pope. Thank you so much to Kyle Tucker from The Athletic for coming through and joining us. He covers Kentucky hoops. And then also, speaking of golf, thank you to Wes Reynolds, golf analyst for VSiN. He came on by and he said, yeah, Tiger Woods, he's doing good. Is he winning? Most of us don't think so. A matter of fact, don't take my word for it. Listen to Tiger Woods. He was talking to ESPN following the second round. I'm sure he's sitting up somewhere getting massages and dealing with all types of fancy equipment so he can play tomorrow. Listen to Tiger Woods on ESPN after the second round. Talk about making the Masters cut for the 24th consecutive time. And Tiger Woods just breaks records. Listen to him.
It was a good fight. We did really well out there, and I'm still right there in the ball game with a great chance of going in the weekend.
Okay. All right. We'll see how he feels when he gets up in the morning. There's no guarantees. I told you yesterday I woke up, my back was in shambles. Today I woke up, I feel like $1 million. Carlos, so what are the odds? Tomorrow my back will be in shambles again, right?
Yeah, it's getting hot and cold. You know, I would put some Icy Hot on it right now. Maybe you get ahead of it.
I'm in a studio. Where am I get Icy Hot from in the studio?
Not now when you get out, JR.
Oh, okay. Well, you say right now. I'm thinking like right now.
No. You don't need the immediacy of Icy Hot. You can wait another 2 hours. Let the good people get the rest of the JR Sports Brief Show.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I could probably do this, right? I can probably utilize, Uber? Yeah, I can use Uber. I can have Icy Hot delivered to the lobby here at the studio.
There you go. That's forward thinking.
Right. I absolutely can. Well, Tiger Woods is probably bathing in it. Right now. And so, yeah, we talked about Tiger Woods. Let's see what he does over the weekend. Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler, they've been milling around at the top of the leaderboard. And so let's see what happens as we go through the rest of the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, unfortunately, we learned last hour, and thank you to Kyle Tucker for sharing the word, that Mark Pope, the new head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats, is going to have his press conference on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. And I had to go, what? Press conference in the middle of a Sunday? It's supposed to be a day of rest. People are with their families. They're trying to relax. They're watching the Masters. They're doing chores. They're going to church. And Kentucky is holding his press conference. Okay. I won't ask any questions, although my major question is why, but maybe they're ashamed. Possibly, maybe. I have no idea. Talked about Danny Hurley. Good on him. Said that he has taken the approach to look at the entire family, at least the parents, when it comes down to recruiting. He wants to have an ally in the parents, not somebody who just kisses their son's backside. Maybe we have the key to UConn's success. And as we continue on with the show, speaking of parents, I want to tell you about an NBA player who he's been pushed by his parents, right? And he's an all-star. He's one of the best players in the league. And let me not waste time. His name is Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson, you may not have even heard of him a few years ago. This man was at Villanova, won a national championship, ends up in the NBA, plays for the Dallas Mavericks, is expected to be nothing more than, I don't know, just Luka Doncic's backup for a couple of minutes, emerges as a star when Luka Doncic goes down in the playoffs 2 years ago, and people go, oh, I didn't know he could do that. And he was then able to parlay that into a four-year, $100 million contract with the New York Knicks. He's in the second year of that deal. The New York Knicks, as of right now, occupy the third spot in the Eastern Conference. Jalen Brunson is fourth in the NBA in scoring as an overall. Think about these names that he's behind. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and then there's Jalen Brunson. You want to know who's behind him in scoring? Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum. Come on. Jalen Brunson fits that group? Maybe not so much in personality, in Q rating, in accolades, but when you think about his play on the court, it is all-star. Jalen Brunson has been playing like an MVP. When you factor in that Julius Randle has been gone for months now with a dislocated shoulder that now has required a surgery, he's done for the year. Jalen Brunson at 6 feet nothing has been destroying everybody. I mean, just for this month, the month of April, Jalen Brunson has been averaging 36 points a game to go along with 9 assists. He has stepped his game up into like a god level from a point guard who can barely see over the defense. His dad, former NBA guard, backup guard, barely played guard, Rick Brunson. His dad is now his coach. His mom was a volleyball player. Oh yeah, Rick Brunson had structure. Rick Brunson was learning the NBA game, learning how to run a team, learning how to get to his spots with his dad. Jalen Brunson grew up in locker rooms. Jalen Brunson understands what it takes to compete at the highest level. Jalen Brunson got a leg up. How can a guy 6 foot nothing in the land of giants? Think about the men that I just told you are in the scoring race with him. He won't win it. Luka Doncic is what, 6'8", 6'9", 6'7"? He's a big man. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 6'10", 6'11"? Yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he ain't 6 feet tall like Jalen Brunson. He's 6'6". And then Jalen Brunson is 6 feet. The big man is supposed to win the game of basketball, right? Look at Victor Wembanyama. Talk about him later on in the show. That's somebody else who had an amazing season. Too bad the Spurs suck. And so Jalen Brunson has been dragging his team along. And then last night, the New York Knicks smashed the Celtics 118-109. Don't pay attention to the score. That's what happens when you get the garbage bums in there. Knicks will lead him by like 30. Jalen Brunson had 39 points last night. And sure, the Celtics are thinking about rest, and they don't care about playing the Knicks right now. The Knicks have an opportunity to jump the Bucks for the number two seed in the East. And yeah, there have been injuries to people like Embiid. And yeah, the Knicks have had their own issues, OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, Julius Randle. But the constant has been Jalen Brunson. And even when he's been banged up and bruised, he's been back. And so after the beatdown last night on TNT, nationally televised game, not like Live Golf that you got to search for on the CW app. If you got the CW app, I mean, come on now. What are you watching? Anyway, someone who had high praise for Jalen Brunson happened to be a point guard, a shooting guard from New York City. His name is Kenny the Jet Smith. This was on TNT. And Kenny basically said, the best player in the East plays for the Knicks.
But the New York Knicks are the most surprised team to me in basketball right now. They should be a number six seed without Julius Randle. But
Robinson missed most of the
OG missed games.
Brunson
has been the best basketball player in the Eastern Conference by far.
It's tough to argue. Like right now for the month, he's averaging 36-10. What? Now, those numbers are not sustainable. But how can you argue that? I mean, for the season, I told you he's fourth in scoring. He's averaging 28 points a game. He's dishing out 7 assists. He is shooting 50% from the field. He's efficient. He's 6 feet tall. This is not an easy thing to do. He's shooting 40% from deep. That's a damn good 3-point shooting percentage for a guy who's 6 feet tall. Let's be real and let's be clear right now. He got folks, Dante DiVincenzo, he can dish the ball out to for three. Jalen Brunson is the New York Knicks right now. And the part that sucks, when they get to the postseason, that can't be the case. It can't be defense and then Jalen Brunson. With no Julius Randle, it sucks to say this, the New York Knicks are cooked. There was a thought that they might be able to push the Boston Celtics. Last night shouldn't be an indicator. Last night was a walk in the park for the Celtics, and the Celtics have their own issues. Is Kristaps Porzingis going to trip over his own shoe and miss some games? You know, what happens at the end of games for the Boston Celtics? Who has the ball? Is it Jason Tatum all by himself, or do they actually have a system? Is their head coach, Joe Mazzulla, is he ready for primetime? Or is he just going to fight with the media after games? There's no guarantees that the Celtics come out of the East, but they certainly are the most experienced team. They certainly are the most talented team. Can they stay healthy and put it together? At least they got some hope. I mean, we talk about the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis, out for the rest of the regular season. Might miss some time in the first round with that calf strain that they hope doesn't develop into anything worse. Philadelphia 76ers are on a run now with the return of Joel Embiid. And so, yes, it's great, it's good, it's awesome that Jalen Brunson is the best player in the Eastern Conference. Damn it, outside of Luka Doncic right now, he might be playing the best ball in the entire NBA. I just feel bad that it's going to go for naught. Jalen Brunson will get paid. He's going to get an extension. He is going to get a well-deserved pat on the back that's going to come via a paycheck. But it really stinks for a Knicks team that actually showed some potential to compete for the Eastern Conference title. It just thinks that that's going to go down the drain. And I think in the process of it all, Jalen Brunson, he's going to keep doing what he's been doing. That's shooting, shooting, and shooting some more. Footwork is amazing. 6 feet tall. If you want to admire and respect anybody, anybody in the game right now, show love to Jalen Brunson. He doesn't talk. He just plays. And he does a damn good job at it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 7. We're going to take a break. On the other side, I'm going to get Carlos Ortiz, our producer. I'm going to get his thoughts on the performance of Jalen Brunson given his size. And speaking of size, in Philadelphia, at least in Camden, there was another short basketball player. This guy is a legend. He got himself a trophy. And the internet, it clowned the trophy because that's what the internet does. I'll tell you what legend was honored today on the other side of the break. Happy Friday. Happy Friday afternoon. Happy Friday evening. Happy Friday night. Happy weekend. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. New name, but everything else is the same. So everything else you like is still here. You love it. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks. Last night on TNT, following the New York Knicks' victory over the Boston Celtics, 118-109, Jalen Brunson at 39 points. Kenny the Jet Smith was not shy in letting all of America know that Jalen Brunson right now was the best player in the Eastern Conference. And Kenny the Jet Smith is 100% correct. For the month of April, Jalen Brunson is averaging 36 points a game to go along with 9 assists. He is shooting 51% from the field. He is shooting 42% from deep. If somebody did that, it's so unsustainable. But if somebody did that through the course of one full season, it'd be one of the best statistical seasons that the NBA has ever seen. It would be like Michael Jordan numbers, except for Michael Jordan was more prone to just go ahead and get the buckets. In a second, I'm going to tell you about another miniature guard who was honored with a statue today. I'll fill you in. And then we're going to get the opinions of our producer, Carlos Ortiz. 855-212-4227. Manny is calling from New York. Hey, Manny, you're on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey, what's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
I'm good. I can't wait to hit you with your perspective on that new statue. I don't know what the hell the 76ers were doing with that statue. That was god-awful. But anyway, the Knicks, I miss your spot on Jalen Brunson, man. I mean, listen, as a Knicks fan, I'm excited. I just pray to God that they could do something special in the playoffs, even without Julius Randle. And I want to ask you this, because which team really impresses you and which team that really disappoints you?
Which team has impressed me throughout the course of the season?
Yeah.
Well, I would say that the New York Knicks have certainly impressed me. The Milwaukee Bucks have been disappointing. I can go as far to who else has been disappointing. I mean, for different reasons, I'd say the Grizzlies, knowing that Ja Morant was going to miss a good portion of the season at the beginning because of the suspension. But the way they've ended, like, for instance, tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies, I know, they're out like 10 players. They're basically going to be running a G League squad out onto the court. But the Bucks have been disappointing overall.
Yeah, I will put them, and also I'm going to put the Sacramento Kings, because I thought this team would do something special. But they've been even though their record is 10 games over 500, they're now, I think them, the Lakers, and the Warriors are tied for that A spot. And I will not be surprised if they miss the playoffs. That's one of those teams that disappoints me. But also impressed me is the Orlando Magic. I mean, I think that dude, Mosley, he should be recognized as Coach of the Year, in my opinion.
It's possible. Yeah, it's kind of wild to think about the Orlando Magic. Just a couple of days ago, and this shows you how tight things are in the East. A couple of days ago, the Magic were right there behind the Bucks. And the Magic, they got a young team. I'm not surprised that they've had the success that they've had. I know earlier on in the season, we took a look at their roster. They're certainly stacked. They got a lot of big men who do a lot of the same things, and they're on their way. I think it's just a matter of years, especially Paolo Banchero showing that he's one of the best players in the league. We had on Wendell to start the season, and he pretty much told us, he's like, listen, man, we coming. And, yeah, they'll get into the postseason. They'll make noise. They'll get punched in the mouth, and they'll come back better, I believe.
All right. Hey, thanks, my man. I can't wait to see you at WFAN hopefully tomorrow.
Most definitely. I'll be on in between the New York Yankees games, Manny, okay?
Yeah, I love that. Bye-bye.
No doubt about it. Shout-outs to Manny for calling from New York City. Yes, folks, on Saturdays, I'm not here nationally on the Infinity Sports Network, but you can listen to me in New York City on WFAN. Tomorrow, sandwiched in between two New York Yankees games. The Yankees would be playing right now, but the weather is crap in Cleveland. And so all my wonderful people in Ohio right now, hey, you got two games between the Yankees and the Guardians, so go ahead and enjoy it. Hey, Carlos, what are your thoughts on what we've seen here this year and more recently from Jalen Brunson?
It reminds me that to always make my words, you know, sweet, because I might have to eat them. Now, I've been ragging on a lot of my Knick friends because they've been drinking the Kool-Aid. When Brunson got signed, I'm like, that's a holy overpay. You know, I have to retract that statement big time. Jalen Brunson not only is by far one of the best players in the East, I think he's going to be the next Knick to get an MVP vote. He'd be the first one since Carmelo did it a couple years ago. I'm not saying he'll be in serious consideration for it. I mean, it seems like the Joker kind of got knocked up for a third straight. But let's show Jalen some respect. He did it without OG. He's done with it without Julius Randle. You know, so he's essentially shouldered New York and put it on his back. Give him a couple votes. Just let him know that, hey, we see you out here doing things. Now, he won't finish third, but, you know, get him in the top five in consideration. He's playing up to that level. I think he deserves a couple of recognition for MVP votes.
Yeah, he's going to get some MVP votes. Here's the part that sucks about that. Nobody remembers when it's all said and done who gets MVP votes. It's just who won the MVP, and then people will think about who got screwed. I mean, if we go back 20-odd years, people are going to go, hey, you know, Steve Nash got an MVP. Kobe should have gotten an MVP. Or Shaq should have gotten an MVP. You know, I mean, even right now, it's not so much the conversation about Jalen Brunson getting MVP or let alone getting votes. I mean, we talked about it last night. Folks are taking a look at Nikola Jokic, and they're saying, hey, how are we going to give him a third MVP? So the fact that he's even in the conversation, he being Jalen Brunson, that's ridiculously impressive enough. And you thought when they signed him a year ago or a season ago, now he's finishing his second season, that it was an overpay.
I thought it was a massive reach. I mean, listen, I knew they needed a point guard. I thought they signed based on need rather than the player themselves, and I'm doubly wrong.
Well, it was hard to believe anybody that he was going to play up to this. So I wouldn't feel like you got to eat your words. He's actually on a discount right now. You think about some of the highest paid players in the NBA for his production. Guys are getting, you know, $45 and $50 million a year. He's only getting $25 million, and so the New York Knicks are going to have an opportunity to extend him and his contract. The sooner that they do it, the lower that amount is going to be, and he might want to take it. I wouldn't blame him. He's going to be 28 years old by the time August comes around. You don't know how a 6-foot guard is going to last. His body type, God bless him, he's strong. He's stocky. He's not wiry. He's not overly relying on athleticism. He's abusing people when it comes down to skill. And so you might have a Luka Doncic, who also isn't the most athletically imposing, but he is huge, but he's utilizing skill and pace. And Jalen Brunson, just because of how great he is with the ball, he can do whatever he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it, and he does it with great efficiency and great success. He ain't a chucker. He's not some guy just out there jacking up shots. It's amazing what he's doing. It may be in another type of season. Maybe if the Knicks were in a different space, he might get legitimate MVP consideration. But what he's done is absolutely amazing. Especially, I can't emphasize this anymore, given his size. Smaller guys in the NBA have always been kind of chopped down, right? Like, hold Isaiah Thomas. And then you could think about the man who got a statue today in Allen Iverson. I don't think Allen Iverson weighed, did he even weigh 180? Did he weigh 170 pounds? This man was out there, one of the most athletic dudes in the league, crossing people up, one of the biggest scorers, one of the biggest hearts. You want to talk about efficiency? Yeah, that wasn't Allen Iverson's game. He wasn't efficient. The guy got an MVP. He took a team to the finals. Unfortunately, they lost to the Lakers. He stepped over Tyronn Lue. Great career accomplishment. 11-time All-Star, scoring champ. I can go on and on and on. When he was younger, one of the best defenders at the point guard position just because of how quick his hands were, stealing the ball. Allen Iverson was that guy, especially for a guy who was the same height as Jalen Brunson at 6 feet. And Allen Iverson went to the basket with reckless abandon when he wasn't just launching up J's. And so today, he was honored by the Philadelphia 76ers. He was honored with a statue outside of their practice facility. And the Sixers, they had 9 players who had statues. Charles Barkley, Wilt Chamberlain, Dr. J, Mo Cheeks, Moses Malone, Billy Cunningham, Hal Greer, Bobby Jones, Dolph Shays, all have statues outside of their facility. Allen Iverson is the 10th. Let's take a listen to Allen Iverson, because the first thing that he wanted to do is just go ahead and say, listen, this statue isn't just for me. This statue is for everybody here who helped me get to this point.
You know, when you think about the statue outside, you know, that's a representation to y'all people that helped me, to everyone that played a part in my development and my life. You know what I mean? When y'all see that statue, y'all can feel good about the part that y'all did in helping me in my life. And I truly appreciate it. This is such an honor, man.
At this point, everybody loves Allen Iverson. Doesn't bother anybody, shows up, gets all of the love, and he feels so much of the love. It's rare that you see Allen Iverson at a public appearance where he's being shown love and appreciation, that he doesn't break down and cry in emotion. And that's what happened today as well. Allen Iverson wanted to let everybody know that all he's wanted to do, all he wants to do, is show everyone love. And he broke down. Listen.
Just want to say all the right things. And just want y'all to know how much I appreciate y'all. And I promised myself I wasn't going to do this, but it is what it is. I thank everybody for coming out. I thank everybody, like I said, for playing a part in this and making this dream come true. And I'm just so excited to see what's going on. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with crying. It's not baseball. It's not football. It's life. Your career is done. Cry. Let the tears out. The internet is such a vicious place, though. You might have heard our caller, Manny, from New York. He talked about the statue that was erected outside of the Philadelphia 76ers practice facility, their headquarters. He didn't agree with it. Carlos, I assume you saw Allen Iverson's statue?
I did. I don't think there was anything wrong with it. I think it was a good pose. I remember that crossover, and it's just ironic that it's outside of the practice facility.
Yeah, the beef that folks have with the statue, because it is the internet, is that the statue it's small.
But, you know, he was a small player. He wasn't imposing in stature. I mean, I don't know if that's what they were going for, but if they did, then kudos to them. They succeeded.
No, it's not. This is what the internet was complaining about. They talked about the size of the statue, that it was miniature. They compared this to a life-size statue that we have seen of a Kobe Bryant. You know, people think statues and they think large and grandeur. They think about bigger than life, larger than life. But here's the thing. the Philadelphia 76ers, for all of the statues of the gentleman that I just named, everyone from Billy Cunningham to Charles Barkley, none of these statues are gigantic. None of them. The statue fitting Allen Iverson fits in, if you want to think about aspect ratio-wise, if you want to think about scale, it fits in with every other statue that's there. And so people looked at Allen Iverson, unveiled the statue, and people looked at it and went, wait a minute. Why does Allen Iverson look eye to eye with the statue that's bent over in a crossover position? Why does Allen Iverson, why is the statue not taller than him? And it's on a base. If you took the statue off of the base, it'd probably be at your waist. But it fits in. It's like people on the internet always have to find something to complain about. Because the Allen Iverson statue is not on a 6-foot base with a 6-foot life-size version of him, people said it's disrespectful. And I get it. Just on first look, I thought so too. But the next thing for me to say was, well, what do the other statues look like? And none of them are huge. I don't know. Maybe the Philadelphia 76ers need to invest in just dumping all of the statues and starting from scratch, right? Maybe that's what they need to do. I also found it peculiar, I think, as Carlos did. The statues are outside of the practice facility. I mean, you can't put them outside of, I don't know, what they call that thing, Wells Fargo? That is weird. I'm sure most of the players, are they passing it? Supposed to be inspiration? After you see a statue once or twice, you probably don't care. Let the fans enjoy it. That part I find odd. Not the size of the Allen Iverson statue. Give him a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're not going to talk about statues. We're going to talk about the NFL draft. And yeah, we got plenty of time to get into the draft, but there are some individuals who have said no to appearing. I'm going to talk to you about it on the other side. Who will be at the draft? Who is refusing to go or declining to go? I'll fill you in. But right now, it's time to get filled in on everything going on in the world of sports. It's a news flash with Rich Ackerman. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to holler at me? You just heard the number. 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, talked about Jalen Brunson being the best player in the Eastern Conference. We talked about Allen Iverson showing a whole lot of love today outside of the Sixers practice facility, outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Camden, New Jersey. Well, Allen Iverson, one of the most highly touted players that the NBA has ever seen. Allen Iverson lived up to the billing. Unfortunately, he didn't win a championship. First overall pick in 96. And this is something, a different type of draft that we know is coming up. The NFL draft is going to be in Detroit. We know who's expected to be number one overall. That man is Caleb Williams, expected to go to the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams will be in attendance in Detroit to step onto the stage and ultimately take the photo, shake the hand of Roger Goodell. I know there's going to be some jokes about nail polish, if Caleb Williams is going to wear some, and the world will go on, right? It's the NFL draft. And by the way, we have all your NFL draft coverage here on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, having said that, this draft is going to be a little bit different. This draft, if I can say it in any other way, is going to be a little light than past drafts. I have to watch my language here. Look, there's only going to be 13 players. Count them, 13 players who plan on attending the draft. That's it. 13. There's 32 teams in the NFL. That's the whole damn first round. And there's only going to be 13 players that are going to show up to the draft? What world is this? I guess we've moved to the point where players don't want to be embarrassed. That Will Levis doesn't want to sit around for a couple of rounds. That a Lamar Jackson doesn't want to win a Heisman and sit around until the end of the first round. That we don't have an Alex Smith. That, dare I say, even have an Aaron Rodgers situation where the camera is just in the face of a prospect while he just sits and waits and waits and waits and waits some more. Some of the players who will not be in attendance at the NFL draft in Detroit, there'll be no Joe Alt from Notre Dame. Right down the road from me, Brock Bowers is expected to be gone. By the time we even get to 10, he may not even make it to 10. Brock Bowers, Georgia tight end, is not attending the NFL draft. And how about this? The NFL draft is taking place in Detroit. And sure, yeah, Detroit and Ann Arbor, not the same city. But J.J. McCarthy in the state of Michigan is not even going to attend the NFL draft. Everybody that I just mentioned, they want to be with their families. I don't blame them. They don't lose any money. I guess the idea of putting on that fancy suit, walking across the stage, shaking the hand of the commissioner, who wouldn't want to, I guess, stay home? I guess the fear of not being drafted, less worry? I have no idea. I thought being drafted was this major thing. It is. As long as the check's still cash, I guess the players don't care. Carlos, are you surprised?
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised by everything like that. I'm wondering if some of these players feel like they're borderline first round picks. Like there's a little too much self awareness and not enough confidence. Because you know why wouldn't you want to go to a draft unless it's you know strictly something that they want to just spend the moment with their families, but. This would be, what, JR, the lowest in how many years for actual draft attendees?
Oh, man, I think this is the lowest in a long time. 13? 13 confirmations? Last year, the NFL, I believe, had 17 out. Now it's gone down to 13. And you would think, all things considered, these players who are getting drafted, you know, they bring their families. And in a lot of cases, their agents will help foot the bill for, you know, mom, dad, you know, brother, sister, girlfriend, whatever the case might be, to attend. And a lot of other family may just decide to show up on their own. So I just find it odd. And the guys that I just named, some of the dudes that I just mentioned, they're not bubble players. These aren't like back-end QBs. Brock Bowers, he going to get taken. He going to get got. Joe Alt is going to be selected as probably the first tackle in the NFL draft. And J.J. McCarthy, depending on who you ask, he might be gone in the first 10 picks, but he will almost certainly, I'd be shocked if he falls past the first round. So he might be the only guy. But I thought being selected in the draft was this big deal. I know in the NBA, everybody wants to put on their Sunday's best. I can still see LeBron and his white suit. I still recall Trae Young wearing his jacket and his shorts. Any other outfits that stand out to you? Those are pretty much the ones that really have stood out to me over the years. And didn't Grady Dick have on, he had on like sequins or something, right?
Yeah, Grady Dick had a, I want to say it was like red. It was like a very vibrant suit. I'm also partial to the suits that have like the jerseys as liners. I think those suits are all can't miss.
Oh, yeah, Grady Dick looked like Liberace in his suit. Yes, I remember that now. I don't know, man. Maybe the current players don't value the draft like people of the past. Can't say I'm shocked or surprised. Well, I am surprised. Like, this is like graduation. It's like saying, hey, you know, just send me my diploma. I'll get it in the mail instead of having everybody enjoy the moment. But I guess if you can enjoy the moment at home, and grandma's going to cook, what else can happen? I don't know. Your family comes over. I can't blame anybody. Everybody celebrates in a different way. Or maybe the NFL is just, maybe they're not sure. I don't know. Just very odd that the NFL draft is going to be different. And if it's going to continue to be like this, does it have the same lore? Last year, the draft was in Kansas City. The year before that, it was in Vegas. This year's in Detroit. I think it was in Cleveland at one point, I believe. What's the whole big deal? Just to have what, alumni come and read the numbers off? Read off the draft picks? I thought the fans are supposed to see the next stars, like the future stars, but what's the point of moving the draft around if nobody's showing up?
Put the draft in South Beach and see everybody show up. I don't want to disrespect Detroit, but this might be something there.
Did you see people don't want to just go to Detroit? Is that what you're saying, Carlos?
I mean, I'm not saying it, but the players are kind of saying it. Like, why am I going to go to the 8 Mile if I could just go to somewhere where it's tropical or hot? I mean, I'm sure the Vegas draft is going to be an absolute zoo. So put it somewhere crazy, and you'll see all these players flock to it.
You're correct. I was at the Vegas draft, and Zach and I did the broadcast, and the Vegas NFL draft, it was a zoo. You're correct. I guess coming off the heels of Kansas City and just going to Detroit, maybe you got a point. When the draft is in Miami, I guess when it's in New York, Chicago, I've had a good time at the Chicago draft. I guess people will show back up.
They put it in Miami. I'm not even getting drafted. I'm not a player, and I'll show up.
Oh, well, there's going to be a whole lot of other people who show up when the draft is in Miami. They're going to be looking to get shows, okay? Looking to get shows. I saw a good joke about getting shows, too, by the way. You know what? When we come back, we're going to talk more draft. I want to talk about Detroit. I love Detroit. And we'll talk about the Masters as well. And speaking of the draft, the NBA's first-round pick from last year, Wembanyama, what a hell of a first season he had. We'll talk about it here on the Infinity Sports Network.